Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, as you may know, the government is rolling out its hot meal scheme to schools around the country, which on the face of it is very good news. But how many of those meals are actually sourced in Ireland? Are they particularly nutritious? And what's the environmental impact? Ruth Hegarty is a food policy and sustainable food systems consultant. Afternoon, Ruth.
Hi, Sean. How are you?
So if a particular, is this the way it works? If a school gets the go-ahead to go ahead with the hot meals programme, they have to find the person to source those meals themselves. It's not done centrally.
Yeah, that's right. It's not being done centrally. So the Department of Social Protection, who are behind the scheme, are kind of distributing the funds to schools, and schools are actually doing the tendering process for catering providers themselves.
Yeah, I mean, imagine a lot of schools mightn't have experience in that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. And I think it's, you know, in a way, I think it's great to be kind of, you know, given a bit of the power and control at the local level and allowing schools to make decisions. But as you said, they wouldn't really, you know, primary schools in Ireland just don't have really any experience with doing that. And they weren't given a list of approved suppliers. They, speaking to a principal locally here, he said, you know, he went out, talked to other principals. Some catering companies had come to the principals' teachers' conference, you know, to kind of offer their wares as such. So it was very much just kind of go out and find these companies who were kind of popping up around the country to provide these hot school meals.
Yeah, and a hot school meal means, just for people who don't know yet, I mean, it's kind of like getting a takeaway, really. It comes in a kind of a tub, does it?
Well, this is the thing, yeah. The meals are coming in to the schools either cold to be heated in ovens that have been installed in the schools, or already heated and brought in kind of, you know, in big insulated containers, each in an individual disposable container. I haven't come across any company who's offering a reuse solution. Maybe they're out there. It's, you know, schools, parents, anyone that I've spoken to, there doesn't seem to be anyone offering a reuse solution. So as far as I'm aware, every meal is coming into every child every day in disposable container, along with disposable cutlery.
Yeah. Now, the department allocates 320 for each of those meals. So what can you get for 320?
Yeah, well, there's lots of different suppliers around the country providing these meals. And I think, you know, it's clear that there's big variation in quality. I'd say there's, you know, there's some suppliers out there who are probably doing a pretty good job, but I think it's very challenging with 320. I mean, as a food cost for a lunch, if you were spending 320 on ingredients for your lunch, that'd be fantastic. But of course, if you're going to have to, you know, hire staff and have a premises and run a website where the parents can log in and make their meal choices, and then of course source all of this packaging and supply the meals into schools, you know, I think that there's, and make a profit, there'd be very little left out of that 320, I think, for quality food sourcing. So I think the suppliers are really up against it with, you know, with the budget that's in place.
Yeah. Because you visited a few places, what kind of meals did you see that the kids were getting?
Yeah, well, I actually in person went only into one school, but the supplier would be supplying multiple schools in a couple of different regions. I went in the first day because I really wanted to see the reaction of the pupils on the first day. And they were getting things like chicken curry, mac and cheese. One item was barbecue chicken, which was served with rice. They could also get soup with the bread roll, and there's some kind of hot sandwiches available. So there could be like a ham and cheese roll that's heated, or a Cajun chicken roll that's heated. And also on the menu, although only available on Fridays in this particular instance, are things like chicken goujons with potato cubes, or fish fingers with potato cubes. So potato cubes, very much what you would see maybe behind a hot food counter in a petrol station. Chicken, I mean, I tasted the chicken curry myself. The chicken curry was, you know, I suppose in the cardboard container, a bed of rice with, you know, kind of a thickish kind of very, very mild curry sauce, fair enough, with little cubes of chicken, which again would be very similar to what might be available in sandwiches and in a, you know, a hot food counter, very kind of processed product.
Yeah, it sounds like the chicken curry they used to give out in nightclubs in the 1980s so they could stay open. The particular chicken, some of it was from China, is that right?
Yeah, so again, in this instance, I was actually able, I mean, this is actually publicly available, I was able to go on and find the meal specification sheets from the supplier, which does detail, you know, the ingredients, all of the additives and processing aids, and the suppliers and country of origin for ingredients. And yeah, the chicken in that particular chicken curry was origin China. In some of the other dishes I looked up, there's a roast chicken dinner available, which comes with mashed potato and some kind of peas and carrots. And the origin for that was listed as it could be from Thailand, South America or Europe.
Wow. Now, one listener says, from the meal list I've seen, the nutritional content is very questionable. Certainly the meals marked as vegetarian were really poorly balanced. No protein in some and leaning on cheese for others. But then what I would not class as a meal, disappointing as it's not the 1980s. Did you see, were there many, as a basic, I suppose, vegetables in these meals?
Yeah, I mean, that was the thing that struck me. I looked at a few different suppliers online, and as you said earlier, I think there are probably a couple of companies out there who are doing a pretty good job on this. I think the issue really is that it's not really being monitored. I don't think, you know, anyone is checking on this. There is a nutrition standard for hot school meals that has been published by the government. But it was really clear to me looking at what was on offer that a lot of these meals were not meeting that standard, in particular in relation to the provision of vegetables and fruit. It's specified that every meal should have two portions of fruit, vegetable or salad. But some meals that were on offer don't have any vegetables at all.
Oh, dear. And can children ask for, you know, if they're a fussy eater or they're allergic to something, can they ask for a specific meal?
Yeah. So as a parent, you can, it varies from supplier to supplier, but the websites give you the possibility to kind of, you know, tick preferences and indicate allergies, or if a child needs a gluten-free meal. I have had, since the article that I published yesterday in the Irish Times, I've had messages from lots of different parents and schools and everything, and a few people have pointed out that they felt that children with allergies were not being well catered for. I think the option is there, but maybe people feel it's not sufficient. I don't know. I mean, there seems to be quite a lot of choice available. And I mean, I would question whether that is actually the route that we should be going down. I think, and there's a big issue, obviously, around trying to prevent food waste, which is another of the problems that there is with this program, that a lot of schools are saying that it has generated quite a lot of waste, food waste as well as packaging. But I don't know if we're necessarily sending the right message either by providing lots of different choices, and that really, I think we should be using this as an opportunity to introduce new foods to children from a young age and make sure that they're getting, you know, real food and really good, wholesome, balanced approach to food.
Ruth, thanks a million for speaking with us today. That was Ruth Hegarty there, a food policy and sustainable food systems consultant. One texter says, most of what I put in the lunchbox just comes back anyway. The same apple goes in 3 days in a row. That's exactly what happens in our house as well, to the extent that even the feckin' dog won't eat the apple when I give it to the dog. This person also says, up mayo. But of course.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.